Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details. Because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose. By people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
That is the vehicle, the suspect vehicle in the Devil's Den double homicide. You're watching it exclusively with True Crime Today. We have an interview with the man who shot that video. His camera shot that video outside of his home, just outside of Devil's Den State Park. This was shot minutes after the suspect left the park. Now, there's been a lot of questions as to what type of vehicle this is. And authorities have not put it out there yet. They've not shown a suspect vehicle image. So we are, because it's what we do. So if anyone, car experts, car guys, car gals, whoever knows anything about a car, take a look at this. It's not the clearest shot in the world, but hopefully with this, we can get a little more clarity on the vehicle that this man was driving.
We need the woman from My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, we do.
I
have a feeling we're going to get a little more close on this in terms of what's going on. Also today, or also recently, the authorities have released an image of the suspect, or at least the back of the suspect. That's who they believe it is. Backpack and all, wearing all black as described. The baseball cap, which doesn't appear to be that dark. It appears to be a dark tan color, if you will. But I can totally see why that couple had said that that backpack was very out of place for being in the woods. That day, of course, also released earlier the image of the suspect. This is based on our exclusive reporting here at True Crime Today as well. This is the police sketch that was done after we had a chance to interview the folks who came face to face first here with the killer at Devil's Den State Park. With that, I want to go to an interview, a conversation I just had with the man who got the vehicle video that you are now seeing of what we believed to be the Devil's Den suspect vehicle speeding away from that park just minutes after the murder took place just the other day. Let's go now to that conversation. And he's a car guy. He gets into good detail on what he believes that vehicle is as best as he can. Let's take a look at that. Let's just start here. You believe you saw, you witnessed the vehicle speeding past your property on Saturday, the day of this incident. Can you take me back to exactly what happened here in the afternoon? About what time did you see this and what did you witness?
Yes, Tony. So this was about 12:30. I was walking around my property. Our house is a little bit further down the hill. We walk up to the property all the time, up to the mailbox. It was about 1 o'clock that we're kind of lingering around the road, maybe within 20, 30 yards of the road. And, cars passing by all the time going to Devil's Den. There's nothing weird about that. Mm-hmm. So about 1:30, which the video is going to show you that it was at 1:44. That is incorrect because the video was not connected to internet. It's just straight DVR recording. So it doesn't have that astronomical time clock to know exactly what time it is. It's just been rolling for a year. So this happened right at 1:30. I had my back towards the road, heading downhill towards our home. And I heard a car coming through, and it sounded like it was going faster than normal. Mm-hmm. You have your bikers, you have your sports cars, and I always like to just take a look because if, you know, they cause a wreck, then yes, I could be a witness. So
sure.
I look over my shoulder just as this car is passing, and it's a black four-door sedan, quad tips, which would be dual exhaust, two tips on both sides of the car, more towards the outside mm-hmm. edge of the car than the center. Mm-hmm. And the exhaust wasn't loud until after it passed my house. He was probably off the accelerator by the time he had passed my house. And I can't confirm whether or not it was a stick shift because he was still stuck in gear as he passed my house. He didn't shift up or down. It sounded like he was in low four, but I'm starting to think that maybe he was in high three as he was passing my house. And he turned the corner. I could hear him turning the corner about half a mile away. The best description I can give is that as it passed, that split second turn over my shoulder to see back into this car, it was a sleek design, angled rear window towards the back of the trunk. Not as much trunk space as like you would say have like in a Chevy Cavalier or a Toyota Corolla. This was like sport, like a sport car. Luxury model. And initially when I saw it, I thought, you know, foreign made. For me to look at the car, I was looking at the back end. I saw black lettering, black emblem. The emblem, I wanted to say right off the bat, was a Toyota Camry XSE. Mm-hmm. Having looked at the video and reviewed it, I kind of retracted and tried to like really visualize what it was. And I believed, for me, that it's a foreign vehicle, quad tips, active exhaust, and possibly German, like an Audi or a BMW, something similar to that. But I also think that it could have been a Mercedes or an Acura TLX Type X because the active exhaust really what throws me off on the back end. You know, you're not going to be able to hear this car idling next to you at a red light. Mm-hmm. It's going to be active whenever the driver actually manually shifts to a sport driving mode or, you know, really accelerates. That's when you're going to hear this car. Mm-hmm. And the paint on it, I want to say, was semi-gloss or matte. Mm-hmm. It wasn't full gloss car, but it was all black. That was one thing that was noticeable. Couldn't see through the car, tinted, four door, I believe I said that, and black rims. The quad exhaust on the back, I don't believe were chrome. I think that they were gunmetal or gun smoke. And it must have been going 60, 70 miles an hour past my house. And that's about all I can recollect.
And you're just outside of Devil's Den. And so the timing does match up to where this in the time that he would have left. Other reports have had very similar descriptions of the sound of the car, of the look of the car. So I believe this is probably the car. Authorities have not confirmed it, obviously, as of yet. But, you know, basically process of deduction and common sense, I think you got the vehicle there. When you said you looked at the back of the car and you said you saw black lettering, were you able to see that the license plate was taped over or blacked out? That seems to be the other key piece that people have been talking about and authorities have said with the suspect vehicle.
You know, that's the other thing. Looking upon the back of this vehicle, I don't recollect ever seeing an actual, like, rectangular shape, almost as if I think that he had it completely taped over.
Yeah, that's been the
So, you know, I believe that he had the license plate completely taped over. As I jog through my memory, looking at the back of this vehicle and see the quad exhaust, and it had a small spoiler. It's not like you'd see on the back of a Mustang with that whale tail. This is like a spoiler that just a small little swoop right off the back end of the car. And like I said, with the sleekness of the design going down the back window, it almost kind of meets midway where that hatch would be on the back end of the trunk. So this thing's built a little bit more for speed rather than, you know, cargo and just cruising down the road.
Yeah.
Definitely more bomb vehicle, but yes, it was definitely taped over. Didn't see any license plate. He left no room for even to see the color of the license plate. So I don't even know if it's Arkansas or out of state.
There's been a lot of talk. What direction was he heading based on what you've seen on your video and what you witnessed? Where is this vehicle going?
He was heading north on 170.
Okay.
About 2 miles north of the Yellow Rock exit or the Yellow Rock Trail.
Mm-hmm.
At 1:30, he was about 2 miles north of that, north on 170.
Well, the vehicle video, hopefully, with us now throwing it out there, experts, car guys, car gals, whoever, can take a look at this, and maybe we can get this narrowed down to exactly what type of vehicle it is we're looking for now that we actually have some eyes on it. Thank you so much for reaching out and sharing that with us. Hopefully this can speed this up in identifying the perpetrator in this and getting justice for those two little girls who now unfortunately have lost their parents.
Yes, it's very, very tragic. And I'd like to add a few more things to that, too.
Sure.
I'm dialing back the footage to the day before and possibly that early morning to see if I can see him coming into Devil's Den.
Okay.
Now, of course, I'll keep you updated on that, see if I can catch a taillight. And as far as the description of the vehicle, I noticed that it's plastered all over the internet that this is possibly a Mazda. I'm 90% sure that this is not a Mazda, but since I have not been able to confirm what kind of vehicle this is, I wouldn't rule it out. But
sure.
I don't think it was a Mazda. I believe it was a foreign-made, like, German vehicle. Of course, the head of the vehicle was not rounded like a Mazda would be. The hard lines going down the side.
And you're not the first to say that. I've heard the same thing from other people who were in the park who witnessed this vehicle leaving erratically as well. So I think we may have some of the most solid images here now of it, the only images we have of it, actually, that we can get out here into the public to take a look at.
Yeah, and if there's one thing I can leave the public with on this note is that, you know, I think that bringing this guy into justice is really just going to be a conglomeration of all of the community bringing it forth, because, you know, bringing that evidence to the headquarters, I realize that's what they're really heavily, you know, focused on, is trying to get as much of this out to the public as they can, or we can anyways, because the car isn't going to just pop up out of nowhere. No. Somebody's going to identify this. Yeah. And a key takeaway that I want for people to think about is that if you see a black vehicle, four-door sedan with quad tips, and you hear it, it should be snapping your neck and looking over at it, because it it could possibly be it. It should raise your awareness.
Or if you've seen it prior, if you have somebody in the neighborhood who has a vehicle like that, or somebody you know, or somebody you've seen around town, all those things prior to the actual incident itself, because I can guarantee right now it's probably not on the road. But if people have remembered seeing this around town or in the general area, it would probably stand out a bit. So, yeah, be aware.
And another thing I've been doing is, sorry to interrupt you, there, Tony, but another thing I've been doing is, and I mean, I don't know, call me paranoid. Every time I see a vehicle that fits this description, I've actually walked up to it and touched the license plate to see if it has any sticky residue.
Interesting.
So
be careful doing that. You might touch the wrong person's plate.
Right.
But no doubt, hopefully this will put the wheels in motion a little bit more, pardon the pun, to getting us closer to finding this suspect. Thank you again so much for talking to us and providing us that video.
Yes, I appreciate you, Jimmy.
So there we go. That's the suspect vehicle, at least as far as we can tell. Authorities have not confirmed that as of yet. But like I say, common sense and a little bit of digging seem to make sense that is the suspect vehicle. It's right outside the park. It's at the exact same time. It looks like the vehicle. It sounds like the vehicle. It's probably the vehicle. So we're throwing it out there. By the way, after 3 days of ridicule about having a phone number that might work for a tip line, the Arkansas State Police have finally made a working phone number.
Well, I'll be damned.
Bravo. So we're in the right direction, guys. I'm going to say, all right, gold star. 501
Public pressure helps.
501-618-TIPS, 501-618-TIPS. Is the phone number to call if you have any information on this. You can also, of course, send it to us. You can get to us through social media or truecrimetodaypod.com. Go to the contact section and also let us know if you were there. What did you see? If you have any images, anything, please do send it. There continues to be criticism about all of this. And yeah, I mean, I know I've addressed that, but it was 6 hours. When I look back on this now, it was 6 hours between the time this crime took place to them notifying people in that park. Campers, families, kids, it's summer. They're enjoying their time. To let anybody know that there was a double homicide on the trail and the killer is still at large. Maybe that should have been done a little bit faster. They're blaming terrain, cell coverage, and foliage. I'm sorry, it's not 1925. Someone dropped the ball somewhere. Somebody said, let's wait on this. I don't know who or what, but let's do better. Let's keep doing better so people know what the hell's going on. And now we're 72 hours in and we got a picture of the guy's back. So, I don't know. I feel like we could be further along in the game by now. If their phone number worked. Just a thought. It's kind of your job. That's the latest that we have here on this horrible tragedy at Devil's Den State Park. Suspect still on the loose. So hopefully within the next time we do this show, maybe they'll have him apprehended. The car info's out. We got the sketch, got the picture of the guy's back, and we got a lot of people talking, and we'll keep digging and keep bringing it to you. Right here at the Hidden Killers podcast from True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com, Signos.com, with code SPARK. Signos.